and welcome back to Success Made Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. Our special guest today is Dina Dwyer Owens, and this is a part of our CEO in 10 Legends. Dina's father had this dream, and today the dream of Dina Dwyer Owens' company is being lived out through her great team, especially her CEO, Michael Bidwell. Dina is a certified franchise operator based in Waco, Texas, and we're going to hear all about her show. Dina, welcome to Success Made to Last, CEO in 10 Legends.
Hi, Rick. Thank you so much for the honor to be on your show. And when you say 35 years experience, I feel so young to have had that much experience.
Besides what I briefly stated, tell us about your career, especially the fact that it's centered on hard work.
Sure. Grew up in a family of six, so three girls and three boys. And you know, my mother was a stay-at-home mother and wife, and my father was just a hardworking, driven entrepreneur. And so at the age of 12, I was put to work at a car wash, so he wanted me to learn all aspects of business. So while going to school, I was also working evenings and weekends from a very early age, and I learned the importance of a strong work ethic. So I grew within his organization over those years. He had me doing things I didn't like. He was a mean boss at times, but I ended up really appreciating him for all the great lessons he taught me. But I worked outside of the company on a few occasions as well, while working for the company too, and just really learned about the importance of systems in business, because we're a franchise organization. And of course, what we take what's most important in business, and we create systems around that so that they can be replicated so other people can have the same success that we're experiencing. So I've grown up in franchising, literally grown up in franchising.
We were provided your book on core values, and we see what drives you and how you drive core values into this really different group of franchise brands. How do you achieve that?
Yeah, that's a good question. It starts by having clarity of your values. So we have had that since day one, although over the years it has evolved into what we call our operationalized code of values, which is the rich values of respect, integrity, customer focus, and having fun. And under each one of those values, Rick, we have, I still call them values, but you might think of them as behavior statements. So under, you know, respect, we have things like speaking calmly and respectfully without profanity or sarcasm. We're in the trades businesses, and not all tradespeople use profanity, but we do have to make sure that we don't. Customers don't appreciate that. So it starts by having clarity of our values. And then, as I said earlier, what we do in franchising is take what's most important in a business, and we create systems around it. So at Dwyer, about 22 years ago, we got really clear about that and created a system around our values. And it's simply that anytime we have a meeting of three or more of our employees or our franchisees, we take that deep breath and we begin the meeting by focusing on all of the values or a particular value, maybe one that we've gotten feedback we need to get better at, or maybe one that we've gotten some great praise on. So we attract leaders from our employees, our executive team, our franchisees. We attract leaders who believe in what we believe, and they want to be part of this values-driven culture. So it's not as hard as you might think. Is it challenging? Yes, because we're human beings running an organization, so we're never going to be perfect at it. But the good news is the people who join our organization are attracted to being part of an organization that cares about making decisions and leading with values.
I think the difference you're making is in the lives of others, from owners to service recipients and even vets. You're doing something significant. And as a son of a World War II hero, I get it and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your father's service. We do appreciate our veterans, and we know that we wouldn't be here today and have this freedom of running the free enterprise system that we have in America if it weren't for the men and women who have the courage to stand on those front lines and protect our freedom. So the VetFran program was actually founded by our founder, who was an Army veteran. Don Dwyer, we have many veterans in our organization, but he said, we've got to give back to our veterans who, again, have protected our freedom. And so there's a much larger program than Dwyer today called VetFran, where some 450-plus franchise organizations are giving basically their best deal to qualified veterans who are interested in living the American dream and owning their own businesses. So we are blessed to have many veterans as part of our organization today.
That's noble. I wanted to tell you that we interviewed your CEO, Molly Maid, of Molly Maid, Meg Roberts, and we were so impressed with her.
First of all, Meg is a superstar, and I guess you got that from the interview.
I did.
We have a collection of franchise businesses from Molly Maid, you know, all the way to Grounds Guys and Mr. Rooter, and now Real Property Management. So those of you who are listening and thinking about getting your own business, I'd highly encourage you to consider franchising first. You know, some people have their own ideas of what they want to build as a business, and that's great, but you can learn so much by being involved in a quality franchise organization, because it does teach you the importance of all those systems that combined make for a very successful organization. Plus, you have the support of an amazing team. We have franchise coaches as well as our brand presidents here at Dwyer who they do what they do every day because they care about their franchisee's success. So we're here to coach you to success. You've got to do the work. I'm teaching a class, in fact, this afternoon to our new franchisees in basic training, and it's about designing your lives. So we don't just care about your business success. We first start with helping you think about, what do you want to achieve in your life? What do you want to be remembered for? What's that legacy you want to create? What are God's plans for you? And how is this franchise going to be the vehicle to help you achieve that? So we're even doing a 2.5-hour class this afternoon to help people get clarity about that, and then teach them the systems of running a successful franchise business so that they can, in fact, achieve those personal goals.
That's what I'm talking about. You teach these core values and you walk the talk. You're living the legacy, and people must lead by their core values.
It is, and we have to keep them front and center. So as leaders, that's really one of our main jobs, is to make sure we're leading with the values, and we're going to make mistakes, and when we do, we need to own them. But keeping it front and center, just when you think you've said it enough, Rick, and you've talked about the values enough, it's time to talk about them again, especially lead with them, but you've got to talk about them. And the fact that we've created that simple system is the way that we do it here. So regardless of whether I'm here or our fantastic CEO, Mike Bidwell, is here, is not going to be the demise of the company, because all the team members here know the importance of the values and again, believe in the values. Yet we just have to work hard every day to really live up to that bar. We've set a high bar.
That's right. And Dina, I want to ask you about succession planning. What can parents do to instill an interest in their children taking over their businesses?
Gosh, you know, I don't know if it's about getting the kids' interest initially, because my father didn't give us a choice. And there were days that I said I didn't like him. I loved him dearly, and he passed away in 94. But he just didn't give us a choice. He said, look, you know, to be part of this household, you've got to learn how to be a contributing citizen of society. And he put us to work. So we had to learn. And as we learned, we became appreciative of his mission, because his mission is clear, and that was to teach his principles and systems of both personal and business success so that all people he touched would live happier, more successful lives. And so Rick, as a young person growing up around that and then getting to hear from the franchisees who became part of his organization, thank him for the opportunity that his business offered them, was so rewarding. So as a young person, I stood there one day, I'll never forget it, when a franchisee, a big burly guy, was thanking him for this opportunity, changed his life. And of course, he had to take the action to make it happen, but he bought into this vision of what Dwyer was doing. And I'll just never forget it. And I understood why my father worked so hard after that. It's because he was making a difference. So I think the important thing as family business owners is to recognize that mission of your business and make sure your family members understand that mission and how it's changing lives for the better, and then put them to work, get them involved so that they can see that it really is making a difference. And hopefully they'll be interested. Some of them won't be. You know what? It's better for them that they don't get involved if they don't really have a passion for the ministry or the mission of the business.
Righto. Last question we have, as a tradition on Success Made Last, how can our audience become the best version of themselves?
It starts with understanding what it is you love to do. So that's the passion piece. So get clarity about what it is you love to do. And I've got the Design Your Life course. And you know, I would invite listeners, you know, they can go to my website at dinadwyerowens.com to learn more about that. But that helps people get that clarity. And then once you have that clarity, seek out the opportunity, whether it's a career within another organization or getting involved in a franchise business that fulfills that passion. But go into that knowing what your values are too. Because if you don't understand what your values are, it's very easy to become part of an organization that may be countercultural. to what you believe. And once you get there, it's hard sometimes to get out of your comfort zone and get out of it. So I'd say understand your passion and then make sure you're clear about your values. So it's not just that organizations have to have clarity of values. Individuals have to have clarity. And again, Rick, I'd like to push them to my DinaDwyerOwens.com website for Create Your Culture workbook. So if they don't know what their values are, there are six simple steps in that workbook to help them get that kind of clarity. So they go into the working world really being clear about who they are, who they want to surround themselves with. You need to be part of diverse groups, but groups that are aligned in your values. It's critical.
Well done, Dina. Your dad would be so proud of you as a leader.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Dina. We appreciate her being on our Success Made to Last show today. She is the chairwoman of the Dwyer Group, where they bring out the best version of people through franchising. They truly recognize a bigger mission. I'm Rick Tocchini. Thanks for joining us on Success Made to Last. As we always say, may you live the best version of yourself. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.